Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
You know those characters that show up in my head?
Yeah.
I never get to interview them.
No.
They're always banished.
Who's your favorite?
I can't remember any of their names. I'm not allowed to bring them to the room.
Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done.
We had like a Dr. Lars Ginsberg.
Dr. Lars Ginsberg, yes. yes, very good. I remember him.
Dr. Lars Ginsberg.
He was great. Did I have a professor of engineering from North Africa, perhaps?
Yes.
Can't remember his name, but Lars loved him.
Lars Ginsberg.
Yes, I do remember Lars.
We had a bunch. But what are you doing here? What's going on?
We told you last week there are new rules for the summer.
Woo!
This is now my chair. And I'm going to just sleep in this chair, taking care of my face for a little while. And we're going to muse. We're going to ramble.
Yep.
We're going to enjoy ourselves for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
A reprieve of sorts that we've all earned. And sometimes I take longer pauses, so you question whether your microphone is working. You question whether your earphones are working. You question whether your AirPods are out of charge. For fun, these things amuse me.
Yeah.
Why, you ask? Because I grew up in a very rigid household. And now I like the lack of organization.
Hmm.
So today, me, you, and that man who didn't shower sitting beside you on the bus, going to enjoy each other's company, whether we like it or not. And Lauren is here.
Just assisting.
But Lauren.
Yep.
Why did you say you didn't want to be on the video today?
Because it's like all of a sudden, Sheena's not, you know, she's taking a break for the summer just from the pod. And all of a sudden, I can't just show up and be like, oh, hey, like, I'm here. Time for my show. Like, it's the Sheena and Trid show.
Yes, but she wanted the summer off.
Yes.
The show must go on. I don't think you should be so shy.
No, I'm not shy. I'm just, I think that people want
Yes, they're not getting it. They're not getting the Sheena for 8 weeks. She's already said she will not be here. We're going to do our best.
Yep.
To try to hold some level of following while she's gone.
We'll do it.
But if we lose everyone, that's okay too.
Yeah.
Shockingly, I think we will gain people.
I do too.
People love chaos.
Mm-hmm. Chaos.
How many podcasts are there where you can sleep in your own basement, taking care of your face, speaking like a German man who grew up in the circus but is now a fake doctor? People need this in their lives. What else are we going to do this summer?
Okay, we're going to do... Well, we will take requests, so please comment below what you want to see and if there's anything you're interested in. But also, we have a couple tricks up our sleeves. We are thinking we're going to do a mukbang. For those who know who get it. Obviously, a mukbang is a super fun and engaging way to eat and enjoy yourself and eat with. It's like an eating show. It's going to be so much fun.
Do you just eat by yourself in front of a camera?
Yes.
Hmm. That's entertaining for who? For me, the eater, or for the watcher of the eater?
All the above. I promise. Once you're doing it, you're going to be like, oh, this is fun.
Are there special foods?
I will provide special foods. I think that'll make it even more fun.
Is that why it's fun? Because you put like a bad food and then the people laugh when you eat it. Ha, stupid man, you ate the bad food.
We're not going to promise anything yet because we're kind of just going to go with the flow. But I definitely think a mukbang is in our future.
Okay.
I also feel as though, I don't know if there's going to be any guests. We'll see.
We should kidnap some. I mean,
yep.
Put a bag on someone's head and bring them. I mean, offer someone money to come over.
Yeah.
And make them sit on the sofa and talk to them. Does that have to be somebody we know?
It doesn't have to be. You make the rules. It's Trid Summer.
Yeah. I also want to do an episode with like very little talking.
Oh, a silent like episode.
I will make some noise so you know your phone is working.
Yeah, what would that entail? So if you're silent, do people want you to do hand motions? That's cool. Do you want to be reading a book and people just watch you reading? I don't know.
Oh, watching me reading a book is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But then you must compensate people for doing that.
Mm.
Remember those people that would stare at the little plane screen on the whole flight?
Yep.
What do they call that? Raw dogging.
Yeah.
Why they call it raw dogging? I never understood what this has to do with a dog. But that's the thing they used to say.
Yeah.
If I see somebody doing that in the plane, I thought I'm obligated to slap them in the back of the neck.
100%.
To get out of the shock factor.
Mm-hmm. I like this character. Is this character always going to come with the face mask?
Who is this? Please document this because I have no understanding of all the people in my head.
Yep. We're going to create characters and we're going to get some characters that have been fan favorites. So comment your favorites in the comments.
Comment which episode the character came from so I can go find them. Because they don't have names. They just take over sometimes and they don't know what to do.
Yep.
I would like to interview three of my characters.
Yeah. Oh.
Please pick who we must talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they will tell us what to do.
Yeah, you guys are running the show.
Oh, I want to do one episode where we take people's money.
Yes, obviously.
Yes. How can you not?
How could you not?
I canceled all the sponsors.
Yeah.
You think it's cheap to look like this?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's expensive.
I spent so much money on this mask.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is not an official mask.
No.
It's from Temu.
It is Temu.
What it says, is there any branding on this?
Maybe we do a Temu review.
Oh, what you can buy for $20, mm-hmm. and I'll buy like 700 things, and they'll all break.
That's fun.
Let's break things from Temu for one show.
I like it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
This is the brainstorming episode.
Yeah, this is how all the magic happens. It's how it starts. It marinates, and we think about things, and we come up with ideas. Then you guys get to kind of produce a show. You tell us what you want.
Can we figure out how to bring people live on the show?
We can.
Through the computer.
Yes. I can definitely figure that out.
And then we can just argue with people mm-hmm. on the computer live.
Speaking of arguing with people or giving them advice, because we could do a bit of advice.
Which type?
The crazy Trid advice.
Like asinine
advice.
Okay, I want to do it.
Yes. We could do some of that. So if people have, you know, they need your opinion and your thought on their love life, on their experiences. I think you're the go-to guy that they're missing.
I still want to connect people.
Yes.
Can we organize a Zoom? Oh. I feel so much better now. The service is complete.
Yep.
So can we do one?
Yes.
Can we do a Zoom Twister game?
That's fun.
Everyone plays on their own mat,
mm-hmm.
but you have to bring an anatomically correct doll to see the position of the other people.
We can do it live, too.
So if people have an anatomically correct doll, they should just put that in the comments.
Yeah, drop a comment
below.
We won't
judge you.
Judgment-free zone. It's a Trid Summer judgment-free zone.
I would like to judge some people.
Yes.
Can we do one episode where we just judge people?
Based on what?
Whatever they submit.
Okay.
Like, you can just submit things and we'll...
You'll be brutally
we'll
honest.
Pass judgment on your choices.
Yeah, anything goes. Everything goes.
Is there any such a show right now? Would you watch such a show?
I don't know. I think people want to look into the Trid brain. I think people are fascinated.
Good luck.
It's giving evil villain, too. It's good energy.
You have a bald cat?
I know. I wish I... Yeah.
Can
next
we rent
time.
One?
We could do that in the show. We could rent some cats.
Can we rent animals? The little bald one?
Are they bald?
Like from Austin Powers? That the one that looks like a...
Oh.
Like a black chicken?
We could have guests
that are... hypoallergenic cats that are like, don't look like cats. They look like they constantly are just coming out of the bath. Those cats. You know those ones? Like they look like Make-A-Wish cat. Like that cat's on its last life.
Yeah.
Ninth life. Yep. Finished. Everything else has been used up.
Mm-hmm. They're probably helpful for people that have allergies, that they can have dogs, you know?
Why do people wear these things? Do you think the people that made these masks were like joking when they started? Why don't we roll a die every episode and that will be the timeout? The number we get on the die is the number of minutes we have to stay silent.
That's fun.
So all of a sudden you're like, I'm listening to this podcast, but now for 4 minutes I just cannot say anything.
In the podcast world, they call that dead air.
Yeah, I want... let's do a whole episode called Dead Air. Okay?
It's a podcaster's worst nightmare is some dead air.
Why? We have to lean into the things we're afraid of.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
What are you afraid of?
I'm most afraid of death. That's really dark. But yeah.
You're afraid of dying or of other people
dying? Other people dying.
Like people close to you?
Yeah.
So that's love.
Yeah.
You're not afraid of death.
But I'm... So what am I afraid of?
Addicted to love.
I'm addicted to love. See, this is already advice.
It's all about perception.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know everyone's going to die.
Mm-hmm. Do I?
You do.
I don't know. There's this guy coming out with all these new protocols to live a longer life.
You can live longer, but still.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to die.
Yeah. That's...
So you can't be afraid of that.
No.
Because then you're just going to spend your whole life afraid.
It's not...
But you can enjoy what you have.
Yeah. I was really scared of it when I was little. It's gotten better. Yeah.
So then why don't I get one of those Grim Reaper masks every time I chase you around? I'll get one of those with the sickle and everything.
Should we have a mock funeral?
Ooh, why don't we do that?
Face your fear.
Yeah. You want to go in a coffin?
Yeah.
Do we get lay a down?
Casket?
Yeah, a casket. Should we get one?
Those are expensive.
Timu, it's cheap.
Oh, that could be part
of the
Timu.
They have an inflatable one.
That's great.
You want an inflatable coffin for your pool this summer? Girl summer.
Dead girl summer.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're on to something.
Yeah,
should we create that product?
Mm-hmm.
Just a coffin to float around in your pool.
Honestly, more
with
comfortable.
A zombie bathing suit.
Yep.
These ideas pour out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Just $1 million idea after $1 million idea.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know what I'm afraid of. I should know.
No. I think that's because you live life without a lot of fear in the like daily. I feel like you live life in the moment.
You know what I'm afraid of?
What?
I'm not really afraid, but if I think about it, I want to solve it.
Mm.
I don't want to have regrets.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's what happens when you get to my age.
Hmm.
You don't want to look back and say, hey, why didn't I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Or why didn't I do that? So that's something I've been pondering.
Do you think time has something to do with that?
Time, age, sciatica, the combination of the three.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys worry about? That should be an episode. Why do we worry about these things that we shouldn't be worried about?
What or that we can't control.
Logical fears, yeah. Can't control when you die.
You can do things to have a...
End your life?
No, to live a longer...
Lauren, I don't think you understand. This is not... We're not trying to help people in this way. We're not certified. Dr. Lars is a fake doctor. Not certified. I am not certified for end of life guidance.
But I do think there's ways to optimize like your day to day and
To live longer.
Yeah.
How long would you want to live? You get to choose. Unlimited number. But you don't get to talk to anyone else in your family.
Okay, so that's not fair. Because no, I wanna
you have to pick. I get to pick, you get to pick, your sister, your mom, your dad, boyfriend. Everyone gets to pick. No one can talk in advance. And then everyone just opens the paper. And it can go from 1 to 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah.
But I can't be alone. I don't want to be alone and everyone around me is gone. I need to have the same protocols as the people around me.
But we don't have that today.
I know. Yeah, we do, kind of.
Not really. We don't know when people are going to pass away.
That's true.
So see, why do you want to live longer? You just want to live longer because you want to expend the quality of time you have around with those with you.
Well, time is a big fear of mine too. I think that goes hand in hand. Time passing by without me taking advantage of the time I have.
Do you think you're not? I think you do a good job of that. You're quite mature.
I try. But it's always like little stuff trying to live in the moment. But then I live in the moment so much that I don't always plan for the future. So yeah. I feel like sometimes I might miss out on stuff that are happening because I don't pre-plan for things.
I think everyone can relate.
Mm.
We're saying similar things.
Yep.
Your regrets are different from my regrets.
What are your regrets? Do you have any?
No, like I'm just saying that's the concept I was talking about. Mm. Like the idea of a fear would be, did I spend too little time on this or too much time on that? Sheena and I talk about this all the time. She took the summer off, but we could still talk about things we talk about with her, right?
Of course.
She won't get mad.
She's still here. She's upstairs.
We're using her name to get views.
Yeah.
But other people do it, so why can't I?
We have all rights to her.
Like, she took so much time off
mm-hmm.
with the kids when they were younger that she almost thought that, wait, I took too much time with the kids and I let my career go by. Silly girl.
Silly girl.
So wrong.
Silly girl.
Oh, wait. I also want to sell the space.
Yeah, we're doing
remember
ad space.
Remember one episode? Yep. One episode is going to be the money episode.
Yep.
And we're gonna allow you to buy all of the space.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take all that money and who knows? I might just buy myself so many ice cream makers.
Yep.
Or I might donate it. Or I might give it away to someone. Or I don't know. No guarantees, y'all. I might just take it and say I want it in Euro and fly to Europe.
That's a good idea.
And I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to come home.
I love
say,
it.
Say, this is what I did with your money, people. I wasted it stupidly. Because that's what we do in life sometimes. We do stupid things.
We do stupid things, but all for the love of the game.
And then 10 years later, you'd be like, remember that time? You got $3,000 and like a moron, you flew to Paris, you took a picture, you ate a baguette and you came home. That's a story.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like you're living your life the way you want to live it. So you're not going to have these regrets. Yeah, it might be a dumb decision in the end, but what's dumb to someone might not be dumb to you in your decision.
I have another idea.
Yep.
My birthday's coming up in the summer. Can we do this thing where like we get companies that want to send me stuff and I make an entire suitcase and give it away to someone?
Oh, I was going to say do an unboxing of all the birthday gifts that you get from brands. But
yeah, but I'll open it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to keep it.
Right.
I'll keep a couple if I like them.
Yeah, like a side note.
Can I wear it once if it's a nice thing and then give it to someone?
Of course, that will go higher ticket price for
really?
Sure. Yeah. You sweating it a little bit?
No, not that.
Might go extra.
That's only for women's clothing.
Oh, that's true.
The closer to your body, the more money you get.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do an episode on that? Like use socks, use gym wear, sales? I don't think we should do that. But
I'm down for whatever.
The reason I don't want to introduce you to that business is because then I'll lose you.
Yeah.
You make more in a week.
It's crazy.
The amount of time you spend at the gym.
It also kind of feels nasty. It kind of doesn't feel right.
It's very degrading.
It is, yeah. Makes you think, right?
Things that make you go, hmm.
It's trid summer.
Trid summer. So it's going to be more fun.
Yeah, that was dark.
It's
we got dark
there. It's going to be short, but we talk sometimes and these things come up. I think every episode has to be maximum 30 minutes.
Oh,
we can't
sure.
go longer.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the summer hours, people. We don't have an hour and 17 minutes for a podcast. You have 30 minutes. That's it.
Summer Fridays, baby.
And we only have 8 of these. So this is already one.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to get one where we're going to sell things on the wall. So if you're interested in advertising, leave a comment, send a message.
Yep.
Because whatever, you know, if it's within the realm of reason, we're going to put it up.
We can print it
over here.
Yep.
If it's your friend's birthday or something, or to do like a cameo style episode.
That could be fun.
We could do that. But you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Highest bidder is going to get the win.
Yep.
And then we'll have to figure out what we're going to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
What if we went and we bought the most random stock and we said we're going to wait 6 months and then give it to someone. So like that $1,000 could be 10 grand. It could be $5.
That's cool.
That could be crazy.
Or it could tank. That would be
Or it could tank. So, we wasted all the money. And with the money, we then go and we buy a sea turtle. But the size of the sea turtle will be dependent on how much money we have.
It could be the size of our palm or the size of the, like, that the couch. Table.
Yeah. But where would we keep the sea turtle? Do we have to release it? Or can we walk it?
Well, it has to be in the ocean. Could we do a snapping turtle? They live on land, don't they?
Yeah, we need both.
Okay.
We need a pond.
Drop your comments.
That might be a little much. I don't want a turtle.
Seems dangerous. I don't want to endanger any animals either.
I don't want to be, like, I can't carry it.
No. A fish.
I don't want a fish.
Why?
You can't take it for a walk.
Hey.
You can carry the little thing.
You can try.
What if we made a backpack filled with water so you can take your goldfish with you to school?
A little globe.
Another $1 million idea.
My God.
These things are just coming out of me today. What was the other one? We had another great idea before. I already forgot.
Me too, but we have so much. Honestly, we could do an episode, like a Shark Tank episode kind of vibe.
Where we pitch to ourselves?
Yep. Or people can share their pitches and we can read the pitch.
We can be like, $5.
Yeah.
We just invest very micro amounts in their businesses.
Yep.
I buy you one coffee.
That's
you
fun.
Go for it.
That's kind of a fun idea.
Should we do a Shark Tank episode?
Yeah. But we can like have a twist on it, obviously. Trid Summer.
Like we can just say they're all bad ideas, mm-hmm. even if they're good. Mm-hmm. We'll shame them.
Yep.
Then we'll come up with better ideas of our own. We'll just better their ideas and compete with all of them.
We'll steal all the ideas
and we'll
better them.
We'll make one mega idea. We'll be like, my idea is snapping turtle backpacks. You just use the turtle's arms mm-hmm. and you cut into their shell and you can keep
That's bad. The turtle community is not going to like
that. Yeah, I don't think we should harm the turtle.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
We could stick a locker on the back of the turtle's shell.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, no harm done to the turtles, no, guys. Don't worry.
It just looks nicer.
These are just ideas. We're brainstorming.
Yeah. We could stick a Kindle to the back of the turtle.
Do you still use Kindles?
I like to read on paper.
Me too.
We do have a Kindle. And you can read on the iPad also.
You guys read a lot, huh?
We do.
I think that's it's really cool seeing your kids reading a lot and liking to read. That is one thing I think my parents tried really hard. My sister loved reading. I just didn't have the focus to read. I just got really distracted and I just wanted to do other things. But your kids love to read. And that is a really cool.
Can I interview one of your parents? Can I interview both of your parents for one of the episodes?
Yeah, they'd be so nervous.
What about your sister?
Yeah, that'd be fun. She'd get
so
cute.
What if I interviewed your parents and I asked them, why have you instilled a hatred for reading in your daughter?
No.
How would they react to that?
My mom would say it's because Lauren's dad fell asleep every time he would read to her. And she would end up just looking at the pictures herself. Oh, hello? Hello? All right. Well, we tried, you guys. That's all the time we have here, folks.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.